Welcome to Falun Gong News Direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Rally in front of U.S. Capitol supports the peaceful resistance. Ride to Freedom wins support from U.S. senators and representatives. Turkey, practitioners commemorate 16 years of persecution and peaceful resistance in China. New Zealand, screening of documentary triggers calls for ending CCP's organ harvesting crimes. Drugged during earlier hearing, two men are brutalized during their retrial for practicing Falun Gong. And over 80,000 filed charges against Jiang Zemin, despite difficulties. Now for the stories. Rally in front of U.S. Capitol supports the peaceful resistance. Four U.S. congressmen, along with representatives from a dozen non-governmental organizations, expressed their support for Falun Gong's peaceful resistance at a rally on Capitol Hill on July 16, 2015. Falun Gong practitioners and supporters from across the country attended the rally. The Chinese Communist Party launched the suppression of Falun Gong on July 20, 1999. A few non-governmental organization representatives said that the 16 years of persecution was a failure, and Falun Gong practitioners have successfully exposed the facts of the persecution to the international community. Congressman Ted Poe from Texas said he believes that the major instigator of the persecution and former communist head Jiang Zemin should be brought to justice. Congressman Ted Poe from Texas, it's about time to bring Jiang to justice. Congressman Ted Poe from Texas, who was a judge before he became a congressmember, said in his speech regarding Falun Gong's resistance, "Every day I would see cases, and the result of that case must always be justice. And all you are asking for is justice in your own country. To practice your belief, you've been persecuted. Your friends and family have been put in jail. They've been beaten. They've been tortured. They have been hounded by the communist government in China." Congressman Poe said, "As the sign said right here, I can read it. It's about time to bring Jiang to justice. He needs to be the one in jail, not the Falun Gong. He's the one that should be tried for the crime against you. He's persecuting you, so he needs to be brought to justice." Congresswoman Ileana Ros-Lehtinen from Florida, introducing House Resolution 343 expressing concern for organ harvesting. Congresswoman Ileana Ros-Lehtinen from Florida recently introduced House Resolution 343, a resolution that expresses great concern for the systematic and state-sanctioned organ harvesting from non-consenting prisoners, prisoners of conscience, in the People's Republic of China. In her speech at the rally, she said, "Falun Gong practitioners, each and every one of you, you are peaceful, you are compassionate, you're tolerant. You are people who should be respected for your beliefs instead of being mercilessly persecuted by the communist tyrants in Beijing." She said, "We can send a message to the communist regime in Beijing that we are watching, that we know what they are doing, and that we condemn their behavior. We can send a message that we know communist China is spreading false information through the state media to slander Falun Gong practitioners. We know that Falun Gong practitioners have been tortured. They have been murdered with impunity by the communist regime. That is why I am proud to introduce House Resolution 343, she said. Congressman Dana Rohrabacher from California, "You are reminding our country what we stand for." Congressman Dana Rohrabacher from California thanked Falun Gong practitioners for playing a very important role because you are reminding our country what we stand for. He said, "I want to thank you for reminding us of our country's commitment and getting the attention of members of Congress and the President. We should never have a discussion with representatives of the clique that now rules China without bringing up the oppression of its people, and especially the oppression of Falun Gong." Congressman Rohrabacher said, "The President of the United States should not sit with a leader from China without reminding him that we consider the oppression of you and fellow believers because you are the ones who are the victims, but it is the United States that must stand with you. That's what America is supposed to be about. That's what this flag flying over our capital is supposed to be about," he said. Congressman Keith J. Rothfuss from Pennsylvania, "History is on your side." Congressman Keith J. Rothfuss from Pennsylvania encouraged people of conscience to keep fighting and keep standing. "History is on your side," he said. He continued, "Wouldn't it be wonderful to see a rally like this in China to have the freedom to stand for one's faith across the country of China? No government should stress the freedom of exercise of religion because so much change comes from people of faith and people of conscience, and people of conscience change the world. The Communist Party's persecution has completely failed. Falun Gong practitioners' 16-year-long peaceful resistance encouraged many non-governmental representatives. Daniel Callinghart, the executive vice president of Freedom House, said, "The Communist Party's campaign to eradicate Falun Gong clearly has failed. We see more lawyers in the country taking up cases of Falun Gong practitioners. We see cases where villagers sign petitions calling for the release of their neighbors. We have even seen cases where security personnel are refusing to arrest Falun Gong practitioners because they understand how unjust this is." Dr. T. Kumar from Amnesty International USA called upon President Obama to speak for Falun Gong. He said, "We are calling here to urge President Obama not to be silent and to speak up for the Falun Gong practitioners because they are nonviolent and peaceful. We are also here to urge President Obama to demand the release of Falun Gong practitioners and condemn the killing of Falun Gong prisoners." Dr. Katrina Lantos-Sweat, Commissioner of the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom, praised practitioners for setting a great model for obtaining courage from their belief and persistently exercising their belief while facing brutal suppression and torture. Ms. Yi Rong from the Global Service Center for Quitting the Party told the audience that thus far, more than 200 million Chinese people have recognized the evil nature of the Chinese Communist Party and quit the party and its associated organizations.
Ride to Freedom wins support from U.S. senators and representatives. The young cyclists of Ride to Freedom, with a mission to raise awareness for and rescue five orphans in China, completed their trip across the U.S. and arrived in Washington, D.C. on July 16, 2015. These orphans' parents were tortured to death because they practiced Falun Gong, a spiritual practice persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime. The young cyclists are from all over the world, including China, United States, Germany, France, Austria, India, South America, Russia, Argentina, Iran, United Arab Emirates, Hungary, and Singapore. On June 1st, the 25 riders began their 3,000-mile journey in Los Angeles. They would cross 13 states before arriving in the U.S. Capitol, where political leaders commended them for their courage and compassion. Senator Richard Durbin is chairman of the Senate Biking Caucus. Biking is one of his hobbies. He welcomed the young riders to his hometown of Springfield, Virginia. Senator Durbin first called the attention of other senators immediately after the persecution in China began in 1999. Senator Robert Menendez of New Jersey is a senior member of the United States Senate Committee on Foreign Relations. He wrote to the young riders, "The horrific and relentless persecution of the millions of Falun Gong practitioners in China, which has stripped them of their most basic human rights and even left the children of Falun Gong adherents subject to harassment and abuse. This continued persecution is intolerable and must be stopped immediately. I have long been proud to stand up on behalf of Falun Gong practitioners." He praised the riders' courage and said that the United States and the United Nations needs to exert pressure on the Chinese Communist regime to stop the persecution. Representative Barbara Comstock of Virginia met with 13-year-old Chun Jing Newman in her office on the afternoon of July 16th, she congratulated him on completing the biking trip. Chun Jing is from her district.
Turkey, practitioners commemorate 16 years of persecution and peaceful resistance in China. Falun Gong practitioners from Ankara, the capital of Turkey, held a series of activities on July 12th and 13th, protesting the 16-year-long persecution in China and calling for help to end it. They also demonstrated the Falun Gong exercises and introduced this ancient Chinese cultivation practice to the public. 16 years ago, on July 20, 1999, the Chinese Communist Party launched the persecution against Falun Gong practitioners. Thousands were tortured to death and millions were jailed. In the last 16 years, practitioners around the world have persistently told the world what Falun Gong really is and tried to bring the persecution to an end. On July 12th, practitioners demonstrated exercises at two parks and passed out materials. Many people were interested, and some of them learned the exercises. In the morning of the 13th, practitioners held a protest in front of the Chinese embassy. They displayed banners that read, "Falun Dafa is good," and "Stop the persecution of Falun Gong," in both Chinese and Turkish. After the protest, practitioners went to Kugulu Park, where they demonstrated exercises and passed out materials.
New Zealand. Screening of documentary triggers calls for ending the CCP's organ harvesting crimes. Human Harvest, a Peabody Award-winning documentary, was screened by the Victoria University of Wellington Faculty of Law in New Zealand on July 1, 2015. In the audience were politicians, lawyers, and experts from related fields. A panel discussion followed, addressing the Chinese Communist Party's organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners and calling for action to end this atrocity. David Mattis, Canadian human rights lawyer, Catherine Delahunty, Green Party MP and spokesperson for human rights, Kerry Gore, an immigration lawyer, and Tony Ellis, a human rights lawyer, were on the panel to answer questions from the audience. Dr. Damon Noto, spokesperson for Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting, answered questions via video conferencing. Mattis, everyone should safeguard human rights. Human rights lawyer David Mattis said that this documentary played an important role in exposing the organ harvesting atrocity to a wider audience. He always thought that safeguarding human rights was not limited to what lawyers and experts do. Mr. Mattis believes that everyone should safeguard human rights and spread the information. In his opinion, we cannot count on the CCP to stop the persecution and forced organ harvesting. People around the globe should take action and get involved in stopping this systemic crime through any number of means. Green Party MP, action must be taken to stop the atrocities. Catherine Delahunty, Green Party Member of Parliament and spokesperson for human rights, said that the forced organ harvesting was a crime against humanity. She said that she would invite other politicians to get involved in stopping the forced organ harvesting. She planned to raise this issue in Parliament and urge action at the national level. Immigration lawyer, stopping the persecution is the ultimate solution. Immigration lawyer Kerry Gore said that many of his clients are Falun Gong practitioners who escaped from China. Most of them had experienced repeated blood tests and physical exams when they were imprisoned in China. All evidence indicates that the CCP was gathering information from a database of potential organ donors. He said that the forced organ harvesting was only one form of the CCP's systemic persecution methods. He believes that stopping the persecution is the ultimate solution to stop the organ harvesting. Spokesperson for Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting, doctors hold fiduciary responsibility to help stop crimes in specialty field. Dr. Damon Noto, spokesperson for Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting, said that as soon as the CCP's organ harvesting was exposed, a group of doctors began paying attention to the atrocities and established this nonprofit organization. The organization informs professionals in the organ transplant field and took group action. When the organization was founded, its members were mostly American doctors, but soon more than 100 doctors joined from Europe, Asia, Australia, and South America. Australian lawyer, we must stop this crime. Ms. Robin Robinson, a lawyer from Melbourne, Australia, said that it was imperative to take the action to stop this crime. When she first received a flyer in Melbourne about the forced organ harvesting, she could not believe it. However, the detailed information in the documentary convinced her that this crime did exist. Ms. Robinson said she would spread the information to more people and tell Australian members of Parliament that she and many others were paying attention to this matter. City Councillor, New Zealand won't tolerate such atrocities. Mr. Max Shearlaw, a member of the Wellington City Council, said that even though he had heard about the persecution of Falun Gong, He had not realized that it was so severe and so appalling, and it was hard to imagine how a government would commit such atrocities. Mr. Shirelaw believes that New Zealand should follow the example of some European countries and ban organ transplant trips to China. Even though the number of organ transplant patients in New Zealand might be small, such a law would send a clear message to the CCP that New Zealand will not tolerate such atrocities. Faculty of Victoria University, wave of criminal complaints against Jiang Zemin brings hope. Professor Diane O'Rourke from Victoria University said that all governments should get involved and take action to stop the illicit organ harvesting. She is aware that many countries have discussed the human rights problems in China in private, but very few have stepped forward to stop the CCP for fear of losing China as a market.
Drugged during earlier hearing, two men are brutalized during their retrial for practicing Falun Gong. Amin District Court in Mudanjiang City, Heilongjiang Province, recently held its sixth hearing of two men in their retrial for refusing to renounce their belief in Falun Gong, a spiritual practice currently being persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime. Mr. Zhang Yutong and Mr. Guan Rian were sentenced by the same court in June 2014, but a higher court overturned the verdict and ordered that the case be retried. There was evidence indicating that both men had been drugged during their fourth hearing to render them unable to defend themselves. In the latest hearing, the two practitioners were brutalized during the courtroom session. Both men immobilized and brutalized. The court immobilized the two practitioners in specially made chairs. Their bodies were sandwiched between a reinforced metal board and the back of the chair, which was mobile. When one of the practitioners protested during the trial, a police officer forcibly pushed the back of his chair forward, with the impact rendering the practitioner unable to speak. The court officials also handcuffed and shackled the practitioners. Mr. Guan's wrists bled continuously because one cuff was cutting into his flesh. Mr. Zhang, 62, had long had stroke symptoms, which were aggravated by the torture he was subjected to before the trial. He vomited multiple times during the trial, but the court ignored his condition. Presiding Judge Ji Ming frequently interrupted the defense lawyers and their cross-examination. Ji also repeatedly spoke on behalf of the prosecutor. Only one member of each practitioner's family was allowed to attend the supposedly open trial on June 29th and 30th, 2015. Instead, the gallery was packed with police officers and agents from the 610 office. Secretly sentenced, verdict overturned. The two practitioners were last arrested in April 2014. They were incarcerated at the Mudanjiang No. 2 Detention Center pending trial. 3 months later, when Mr. Guan's lawyer went to the Amin District Court to ask about the trial, two judges denied any knowledge of the trial and involvement in the case. Officials in the Department of Case Registrations also denied the existence of the case. The lawyer then met with Mr. Guan in the detention center, only to find out that he and Mr. Zhang had been secretly tried on June 11th without any legal representation. The lawyers appealed, and on September 5th, the Mudanjiang Intermediate Court overturned the sentence and sent the case back to Amin Court. Retrial. No verdict after six hearings. Earlier in the retrial, the court twice postponed the hearings without notice to the defendants' families and lawyers. This tactic is often used in Falun Gong cases to obstruct lawyers from representing practitioners. During their fourth hearing on February 13, 2015, the practitioners' drinking water provided by the court was allegedly drugged, and they couldn't think or speak clearly. Mr. Zhang suffered a severe headache during the trial. Mr. Guan, who was standing in the morning, returned in the afternoon in a wheelchair. The sixth hearing has concluded, but no verdict has been issued for the two practitioners, who remain detained.
Over 80,000 filed charges against Jiang Zemin despite difficulties. To date, over 82,000 people have filed more than 66,500 criminal complaints against Jiang Zemin, former head of the Chinese Communist Party, between the end of May and July 16, 2015. They urged the Supreme People's Procuratorate and the Supreme People's Court to bring Jiang to justice for his abuses of power in orchestrating the violent persecution of Falun Gong in China. The complaints charged Yang with unlawful imprisonment, depriving citizens of their constitutional freedom of belief, abuse of power, and many other crimes. Jiang initiated the persecution of Falun Gong on July 20, 1999, and created the 610 office, giving it the power to override the police and judicial system to carry out his directive. Over the past 16 years, more than 3,800 Falun Gong practitioners have been confirmed tortured to death. The actual toll is likely higher because such information is tightly censored in China. Copies of 18,000 complaints from 22,000 people were submitted to the Mingwei website during the week of July 10th to July 16th, 2015. All mail received since July 1st, 2015, destined for the Supreme People's Procuratorate and the Supreme People's Court, has been subjected to security checks, and processing of the mail has slowed down. Postal staff indicate that the State Security Bureau is dealing with the issue. Falun Gong practitioners are filing complaints by other means, including the internet, electronic delivery, voicemail, and fax. Practitioners have filed complaints on the court's website and obtained case numbers. Based on Chinese law, electronic filing of complaints is a legally valid option. Official responses vary. Some personnel working in local judicial departments, neighborhood administrations, and police substations have visited or called plaintiffs about the complaints they filed. The plaintiffs were asked questions such as, "Have you filed a complaint? Why are you charging Jiang? And are you reporting facts in your complaint?" Some police officers took notes and ordered the plaintiffs to sign and give their fingerprints. Some 610 office staffers and police in some areas still harass and arrest Falun Gong practitioners who have filed complaints. Some have been taken away to detention centers.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.